This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of our discussion pertaining to salah, yesterday we said that when you're in ruku, you place your hands on the knees, but your fingers must be spread apart. They must not be closed. Then we also mentioned that during ruku, the wrists and the arms must be stretched straight. They must not be bent, they must not be curved, nor must they sag. And you must stay in ruku for the duration that it will take you to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times comfortably. And in ruku, your gaze should be on your feet. And you should apply equal pressure on both your feet. You know, stand in a proper way, not leaning to one side. Now today we commence with a discussion pertaining to how to make sajda. Now the first thing we need to understand when making sajda is you are obviously coming into sajda from a standing position. Now, a mistake we commonly make is we bend our chest downwards. As we're going into sajda, we bend our chest. No, you need to come down straight like this. You know, like when you do what they call that, sit-ups. Right? So you need to come down with your chest straight until your knees touch the ground. When the knees touch the ground, then you start bending your chest forward. Then you start bending your chest forward. That's the first thing. The second thing is that once you come down now, chest straight until the knees touch the ground. After the knees touch the ground, next your hands, meaning your palms, must touch the ground. Then the tip of the nose and lastly the forehead. So first the knees, then the palms, then the tip of the nose and lastly the forehead. So two things with regards to sajda we must keep in mind. One is when you're coming down from the standing posture, don't bend your chest from the top. Come down with your chest straight until your knees touch the ground. Then you start bending your chest going forward. The knees are already on the ground. First the palms, then the nose, then the forehead. You know, Ramadan is a great time for us to start practicing these things. We must not only keep them in theory, as we're hearing every day, may Allah grant us all the tawfiq, that we start implementing it, inshallah, and start perfecting our salah and improving our salah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.